an old man and a bit of a dullard, but he has a son, Sir Davin, who is more formidable. Then let us hope it is the father and not the son who takes his army into the field. We have some time yet before we must face them. This lot will be sellswords, free riders, and green boys from the stews of Lannisport. Sir Stafford must see that they are armed and drilled before he dare risk battle, and make no mistake, Lord Tywin is not the Kingslayer. He will not rush in heedless. He will wait patiently for Sir Stafford to march before he stirs from behind the walls of Harrenhal.
Unless, said Catelyn.
Yes, Sir Brynden prompted.
Unless he must leave Harrenhal, she said, to face some other threat. Her uncle looked at her thoughtfully.
Lord Renly?
King Renly. If she would ask help from the man, she would need to grant him the style he had claimed for himself.
Perhaps, the Blackfish smiled, a dangerous smile. He'll want something, though.
He'll want what kings always want, she said. Homage.